Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week we're looking at how to visualise, and how to visualise in a way that makes it work. I'm a big fan of visualisation. Your mind and body are a powerful system. I've had clients with amazing results with visualisation. One client harvests a very small number of high quality eggs on her three rounds of IVF. We did some work to prepare for a fourth round. One of those things was coming up with a visualization that worked for her, and she visualized harvesting a number of high quality eggs. She created this imagery in her mind that was really powerful for her, and she went on to do exactly that. Not only was her experience of the fourth round completely different because of all the work we did, but she harvested a much higher number of high quality eggs and went on to be successful in that round of IVF. Was it just the visualization that made the difference? Probably not. But she accounts it to making a big difference for her, as well as keeping her, I guess, having something to do that's proactive, that felt it was nurturing, and felt she had felt more control over things. So let's dive in and explore everything to do with visualization, and teach you to visualize in a way that make a big difference to your fertility and your chances of getting pregnant. Remember, if you like the podcast, please do subscribe or leave a review or leave a rating. It helps other people find the podcast. Big fan of visualization, and I use visualization a lot in my life, whether it's I'm feeling ill and trying to be healthy, overcome maybe an illness, prevent getting an illness, or even overcoming maybe a pulled muscle. And I use it a lot with my clients, and I can really see the power of visualization to guide the body to do what we want it to do. And I want to explore that in this episode, but also share what I see as the fundamental principles around visualization that often are missed, that for me make the biggest difference in making it work. But let's look at why visualize. Maybe you're new to it, or maybe you're skeptical about the power of visualization. So let's begin to explore why even visualize in the first place. There's a growing body of research that demonstrates the power of the mind and how the mind and body are one system. Dr. Ella Langer was a professor at Harvard University. She spent over 30 years studying the mind-body link and has got countless of studies and research that demonstrate the power of the mind and how it can impact the body. One of my favourite studies is not actually one of Dr. Ella Langer's. It's from the Lerner Institute in America. They got people, the participants, put their hand in this contraption and it measured the strength of their little finger. Then the participants were sent away to do some exercises to strengthen their little fingers. But they're told not to do the exercises, just to imagine doing them, just to visualize doing them. And a few weeks later, when they came back, the average muscle improvement of their little fingers was 35%. So these people strengthened their fingers, they grew their muscles without actually lifting a finger. And it really shows that the mind does affect the body. And some cellular biologists believe the mind can affect the body down to DNA level. And our unconscious mind controls all our bodily functions. And for me, our imagination is a gateway to our unconscious mind. And visualization is just a way of using your imagination. So I really do believe it can be a really powerful tool. One of the big things about visualization is often visualization is used similar to like an affirmation. It's trying to get something we really think we need. And often visualization is people visualizing what they want in the future. So maybe you visualize being pregnant, or maybe visualize you being with a baby. And I think sometimes our unconscious mind is not ready for that, because often there are psychological blocks to getting pregnant. And when we don't pace our body or our minds, it can get in the way of that. I think for me, the most powerful way to use visualization is to connect with your body in the here and now. As in, imagine what your body is doing in this moment and what you want it to be doing in this moment. And then roll that out into the future, what you want to be doing over the next coming days and weeks. But start with the here and now. Really imagine what your body is doing in the here and now. And for me, that connects us to our body in the here and now. Our body's in the here and now, and often our mind isn't. Often we're worried about things in the future, and we're not actually fully present to this moment. And as a human being, we're designed to be in reality. As a human being, all our amazing resources and capabilities show up in the moment, in reality, because that's how we're designed to be, that's how we're designed to work. And when you come back to the here and now and connect to your body in this moment, that can be really powerful as you drop into a deeper connection to your body, and you can use your imagination to guide it to doing what you want it to do. So what do you visualize? What do you imagine in your mind? And there's no right or wrong. So for some people, they imagine more biological images. Others, it's like a metaphor. There really is no right or wrong. And when I work with my clients and I create hypnosis tracks, even the hypnosis tracks available on my website, they don't tell you what to visualize. They're very carefully crafted so you come up with your own visualizations. So your unconscious mind comes up with its own images and metaphors, because when it comes from within you, it's far more powerful. So it could be something more biological. And on my YouTube channel is a beautiful film. I put it in the show notes, a link to the beautiful short video that's using kind of graphics to show us the whole fertility process from sperm meeting egg, egg being fertilized, embedding into the womb, and the baby growing. I think it's very beautiful. And I've put a lovely song by an amazing artist I know. And I think it's just a lovely video to watch, but it might inspire you to create some images in your own mind which you can use for your visualizations. But it can be something very metaphorical. So for me, if I'm trying to visualize my immune system fighting off an illness or maybe a virus, I might imagine the 1980s computer game Pac-Man going through my body, eating up the pills and eating up the kind of the virus. Or if I pull a muscle, I might imagine a team of kind of construction workers in my body, physically repairing the muscle, and I just imagine getting stronger and stronger. So it doesn't have to be biological. It's whatever imagery comes to mind for you that guides your body to doing what you want it to do. So you can just play with it. If you are using more biological images, one thing I love to mention is that I think traditionally we imagine the embryo embedding itself into the lining of the womb, but actually, they see things in more detail now, what's actually happening, and it's in the video on the YouTube channel, is actually the womb lining is almost wrapping itself around the embryo. For me, that's a lovely metaphor of your body welcoming the embryo, inviting it and immersing it, rather than imagining kind of foreign body burrowing itself into our body. I think it's a subtle but profound different way of imagining that and sensing that. So you can play with the images. There really is no right or wrong. And some people say, well, how do you visualize? I can't visualize. I can't create mental images. And some people create more detailed mental images than others. Some people just have a sense of something happening. And that's actually okay. Some people imagine what it might feel like. And that's a really important factor whether you create mental images or not. I think for me, the feeling is really powerful. Dr. David Hamilton, he's written books around the mind-body link and the power of visualization. He likes the term feelingsization, which I love. It's about when you create a mental image or you imagine something happening in your body, notice how it feels to imagine it happening. Notice how you might feel if that was actually happening in this moment. And we allow yourself to really immerse yourself into that experience, not just in your mind, but also the emotions as well. So some people create more detailed mental images, like photographs and videos. Others get more vague sense, but have a feeling of it. That's actually okay. If you want to try and improve your ability to create mental images, because I think that can really help get into the visualization and be more connected to it, then you can just practice. It really is practice. And if you'll start something really simple, just imagine a matchbox. Just close your eyes and imagine picturing your matchbox in your mind's eye and just play with that until it becomes more easy. Maybe a couple of minutes each day. And you may find each time you do it, it becomes easier to create the image and build your image and create some more detail around it. Then you can play with that image. Imagine spinning the matchbox around, imagine opening it, closing it. Just imagine playing with that image and letting it evolve. And it is really just practice. So maybe 2 or 3 minutes each day, you might find it becomes easier and easier. So when it comes to what to visualize, it's whatever images come to you. You make your own kind of images up. Another question I often get asked is, well, how frequently should you visualize? And it's not a formula, there's no right or wrong. But if one of the starting points, I'd suggest maybe a few minutes, ideally once a day, if not twice a day. You can maybe, when you wake up, when you go to bed, spend 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes just imagining and just connecting, just visualizing. And for me, when we do that kind of frequently, I love it becomes just part of your daydream, your mental activity. And other points in the day, you might be surprised how those mental images come to mind. For me, it's reminding us that our unconscious mind is operating 24/7. Even when you're not consciously thinking about the visualization, it's continuing to do it. For me, once you build the momentum up, it's like a spinning wheel. It keeps spinning when you're not actually touching it. And you're touching it, you're hitting it, you're spinning it, hitting it every now and then, just to keep the momentum going. And when you get the momentum going, I love it when images come to mind when you're doing other things around your day. And it's just a gentle reminder that, yep, your unconscious mind is still on it. Let's give it another spin. Let's give it another tap. So, yeah, as a rule of thumb, maybe 2 or 3 minutes in the morning, 2 or 3 minutes in the evening. There really is no right or wrong. It doesn't have to be a very, very long time. Even the hypnosis tracks on my website you can download, they use visualization a lot. Their maximum is about 10 minutes. They don't need to be longer. And that's not just the visualization bit. The visualization bit is a lot shorter than that. That's using other hypnotic language and wrapping it. The visualization around a lot of hypnotic language and other language patterns to make it even more powerful, embed it even stronger. So it doesn't have to be a long time. For me, it's the frequency. That's the key thing. It's the continuation of it. It's the main thing. So that's kind of a quick canter through kind of visualization. If you have any questions, you can just reach out. You can contact me via my website, thefertilemind.net. And I hope that you found that really helpful. But do reach out if you have any questions. And just happy visualizing. Just allow your mind to daydream. Remember, start with the here and now. Just connect to what your body's doing in the here and now. Now, I'm an engineer by trade originally, and I like to think I'm quite scientific, and it's very amazing how over the years I've become more spiritual. And I found myself, you know, when I say I work with clients and I say this, part of me thinks I'm going a bit crazy, but I think it's really powerful. I do the same in my own body, to connect to your body. Imagine putting a hand on your womb, if you're a woman, or a hand on your groin, if you're a man, and just breathing into that space and connecting to your body. Just imagine what your body wants to say to you in this moment. Imagine what you want to say to it. Just connect your body in the here and now. And then imagine what you want it to do. It's like a dance. You know, when a man and a woman are dancing, or two people are dancing, one partner takes the lead. And they guide that partner around the dance floor. And the person leading could guide that partner wherever they want to go on that dance floor. As long as there's a connection, as long as there's trust and there's connection. And it's the same with our body. It's about creating connection and trust. It's a relationship. It's a form of communication. You can't jump to where you want to be. You can't just drag your dance partner across the floor without having connection in this moment. You start to where they're at. Even at the dance, you can change the dance. But you've got to be dancing with them in this moment. You've got to be connected to them in this moment before you lead them to where you want to be. And it's the same with your body. Connect to where it is in this moment before you lead it to where you want it to be going. So have fun and just play with it and enjoy connecting to your amazing, amazing body. I know you may think it's letting you down, it's failing you, you may be frustrated with it, but you may be surprised. The more you become connected to it, you can connect to a guy, you can communicate with it, there's a mutual love and respect, and which for me is the starting point of any healing and the starting point of really creating what you want to happen within your body. Loving you.